the Hot FM main news.
Top stories this evening. Zesco fails to disclose debt owed to Mamba Collieries. Government launches 937 million Kwacha Samfia Kasaba Road project. And first killings in Morocco since Gen Z protests erupted.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. And now the news in detail. Zesco Limited has failed to disclose the total outstanding debt it owes to Mamba Collieries when it appeared before the Parliamentary Committee on Energy, Water Development and Petroleum. During the session, Acting Committee Chairperson Binwell Mbundu requested an update on how much the utility company had paid to Mamba Collieries, noting that during the committee's tour to Mamba in April this year, it was established that Zesco owed approximately $100 million to the power producer. Mr. Mbundu further explained that out of the $100 million, Mamba Collieries required at least $40 million to finance the completion of Phase 2 of its expansion project, which is expected to add 300 megawatts to the national grid, critical to easing the country's ongoing hydropower deficit. However, when questioned, Zesco Acting Managing Director Engineer Wesley Luindi, who appeared before the committee alongside Energy Minister Makozo Chikote, failed to disclose how much of the debt has been paid and what amount remains outstanding.
The only reason why we had to, I think the 40 million that they have spoken about would have been the delay that I mentioned due to the drought that we encountered from last year.
That is mean you have not paid.
We delayed in making payments on the settlement agreement, which now we are making good. So we are cutting back
on the means of 1 month if we go to now. Okay, if we wait in April, and from our understanding that this was supposed to be making monthly payments, then they needed just about 40 million to fill that gap. And everyone now, we don't believe that those people could still be having this story. It means that Mamba is being delayed further if you've not made that payment commitment. Here we are not saying pay the entire over $100 million, where they have paid a new payment or a new commitment.
Meanwhile, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote has appealed to the committee to support the proposed 2026 budgetary allocation for the energy sector, highlighting that over 2.5 billion kwacha has been earmarked for the Ministry of Energy in the 2026 national budget, and assured that Zambia is expected to have a stable power supply free from load shedding by July 2026.
The solar will be able to be saving our water, for example, that during the day our water usage is saved because we'll be using solar. Then when solar drops off, we are going to have now whatever is going to be collected from our other sources to supplement. So to me, I'm seeing Honorable Chair not being specific with the date, but I see a lot of stability in the coming year in terms of power supply. But of course, Honorable Chair, we are heading to 24/7 power supply.
Vice President Mutale Nalumango says an estimated 20% of adults in Zambia are affected by mental health disorders, including substance use, depression, anxiety, and stress-related illnesses. Speaking during the official opening of the 7th Mental Health Conference today, in a speech delivered on her behalf by Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, Mrs. Nalumango has noted that despite the high prevalence of these conditions, mental health services in the country remain inadequate and fail to sufficiently reach those in need. She has emphasized the urgent need to strengthen mental health interventions, stressing that mental well-being must be prioritized alongside other pressing health challenges.
This event remains a cornerstone in our national effort to elevate mental health as a matter of urgent and shared importance. In Zambia, 20% of adults are estimated to be affected by mental health disorders, which include substance use disorders, depression, anxiety, and stress disorders. Despite this significant prevalence, mental health services have lagged behind covering this large population. Addressing mental health matters requires a multi-sectoral, multidisciplinary, and multi-stakeholder involvement.
Meanwhile, Conference Director Dr. Maria Akani has called on government to intensify efforts to address mental health disorders, including investing in specialized facilities, trained personnel, and accessible services. And Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary in charge of donor coordination, Dr. George Sinyangwe, has described the conference as a critical platform for generating practical solutions and forging stronger partnerships to reduce the national mental health burden.
Conferences such as this one are vital. This government has brought together a remarkable diversity of voices, including but not limited to the following: government leaders, psychiatrists, psychotherapists, medical officers, nurses, lecturers, researchers, students, faith leaders, NGOs, and many others. And together, we are shaping the future of mental health care in Zambia.
Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Charles Milupi, has launched the groundbreaking ceremony of the 80-kilometer Samfia Cassava Road at a total cost of 937 million kwacha to Bitonomous Standard. The road is a joint venture to be undertaken by China Civil Engineering Construction Corporation and Palmetto Trading Limited, will take 24 months. Speaking at the event in Chifunavuli District, Lwapula Province, Mr. Milupi has appealed to the contractor to deliver quality works. He said once more road projects are done in Lwapula, the area will attract more investment.
Marking the groundbreaking ceremony for the upgrading to bituminous standards of the Samfia Cassava Road via Lugwe. So when this is approximately 80 kilometers road, I must announce here that we shall add 5 kilometers of what we call township road. You, the local leadership, will tell us where these 5 kilometers go, but I know that some of those roads will be here in Lugweni. We have selected China Civil Engineering Construction Corporation of Zambia in a joint venture with the Palmetto Trading Limited at a cost of 937,929,384 kwacha 17 ways.
And Lwapula Province Minister Nason Musonda said once the road is completed, the area will be opened to economic development.
We are gathered here today in fulfillment of a pledge made by President Hakainde Hichilema during last year's Ukwanga ceremony. And let me say, this is the leadership he promised. A president who does not just talk, but he who walks the talk. Since the dawn of independence, the people of Zambia, Chifunavuli, and the wider Lwapula province have awaited this critical road infrastructure. President Hakainde Hichilema stands as the first Republican president to turn this long-held aspiration into a tangible reality.
Meanwhile, Road Development Agency Board Chairperson Eugene Hazele has assured of delivering quality projects for the people of Chifunavuli. Government has announced the digitalization of the passport application process, allowing citizens to apply for passports online. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbo said the move is part of government's broader initiative to streamline public services through digital platforms, aimed at improving efficiency and reducing congestion.